Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Our numerados of the Rob Brown Show is on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Hello, Upstate South Carolina. What's happening, y'all? Going to be with you again. I am Rob Brown. My man Zoe, hashtag Dadkicks, Colonel Grudge, the conductor of the Symphony of Sound that is the Rob Brown Show, the Alpha and the Omega of ESPN Upstate, the great one, the content cash cow. Yep, that one. Lonzo, back in the network studio in charge of buttons, switches, levers, knobs, gears, pulleys, fulcrums, and everything else we need to be manipulated in order to get us on the radio and sounding as good as we do every day. Text line, the Ingles Market text line is open at 71307, 71307. Start your text with ESPN so we can read them on the air. Tweet us at the Rob Brown Show, at Lonzo on Word, and at ESPN Upstate. Our Facebook is the same, facebook.com/ESPN Upstate. That's where you can go to watch our stream every single day. Facebook.com/ESPN Upstate, or search the Rob Brown Show on Twitter or on YouTube. If you've got a smart TV, you can pull the Rob Brown Show right up there on your YouTube app on that smart TV and put us on your TV. Keep us on to the background. Listen, if you're allowed to watch TV at work, we've just given you a TV program. You can listen to the Rob Brown Show and not get in trouble with the boss. You, friends, are very welcome. That's what we're here for, and we're happy to help. Lots of stuff to get to in this hour of the radio broadcast, but I want to get back to a conversation that we had brought up in the lunch breakdown back in the first segment. If you miss it every day, right at noon, we do the lunch breakdown, the three things you have to know before you go talking sports with your friends, family, coworkers, or the dog on your lunch break. And item number one today was a comment that came from Buffalo Bills GM Brandon Bean. Asked if he would cut unvaccinated players when the fall season rolls around, he said, quote, "Yeah, I would cut them because it would be an advantage," end quote. He said that yesterday on the team's radio show. And here's the thing. Bean went on to say, quote, "I think there's going to be some incentives. If you have X number percent of your players and staff vaccinated, you can live normal, let's just call it, back to the old days. If you don't, it's going to look more like last year. Social distant meetings, encourage meetings to be virtual, masks in the building, maybe even mask on the sideline. Who knows? A lot of that is still TBD. I hope that if those are the rules, that we'll be able to get enough people vaccinated and not have to deal with all the headaches." He went on to say that as far as the Bills were concerned, that the virtual meetings, quote, were not as productive as before. I mean, you guys saw it in the field house. We had 3 and 4 team meetings going on, and sometimes you're talking over each other, but it was the only way to pull it off and be socially distant, so it would be an advantage to cut a player and fall under that umbrella. So what he is saying here is that if the NFL does, and they are still working out the protocols for 2021, if the NFL does create a protocol that says if, and I don't know what the number might be, I would suspect that they will probably set it above what is scientifically expected to be the lowest number to be considered herd immunity, which is, I believe, 70 to 85%. My suspicion is that it will be at or above the top end of what is considered the scientific limit for herd immunity, probably 85-90% would be my guess. But if they say that you can have in-person meetings and you can have unlimited workouts and you can have more than X amount of people in the gym or in the meeting room at the same time, and you cannot wear masks around the facility, and everybody in the facility can be in the same room at the same time, and maybe most importantly, you don't have to go through all the extra hoops and hurdles on game day if X amount of your team is vaccinated. I think the point that he's making here is, let's say of your 53 players, that 47% of them have to be vaccinated in order to lift those protocols, and you're at 46, and let's say there's one guy on the team, or let's say there's a handful, let's say there's six guys on the team who refuse the vaccination, right? Six guys on the team that refuse the vaccination, and you only need one more guy on the roster to meet that quota. What Brandon Bean is saying is that he might very well cut one of the unvaccinated guys, replace him with someone who is vaccinated so that they can meet that quota to lift those protocols and go back to the old days, the before times, where you could have as many people in the gym as you wanted, where you could have as many people in meeting rooms as you wanted, where you could have as many people together in a group as you wanted. In order to make the football facility feel more, quote, normal, end quote, Brandon Bean is saying, look, we're not going to force anybody to take it, but if you don't take it and you not taking it, it stands between us and, if you will, normalcy, then we will open up that roster spot for somebody else who will take it so that we can reach that immunity level. I think that's the point Brandon Bean was driving at here, Lonzo. And personal opinion aside, I completely understand why he would make that decision to get rid of the third string left guard who refused the vaccination, to bring in a replacement player who will accept it, to get it to where this football team can operate in the 2019 NFL situation instead of the 2020 protocols.
See, this goes to show you how you hear something and read something into something that he didn't say that entirely, and maybe he's coming at from that direction. And what I got from it is, we want you to vaccinate, we're going to make you do it, we're going to threaten you if you don't do it that we're going to cut you. But I don't believe him, and I don't believe any of these guys, because when it comes down to, if it's your main guy, it's your head guy, if it's Josh, you are not cutting him. So just shut up. What he's saying is, if you're barely on the team, then you better comply. But if you're a star, there's no way he treats a star the same way. Absolutely no way. And if he does, and if he cuts a couple starters because of this, the NFLPA is going to come at them, and the entire NFLPA is going to be on the side of the player. And since the NFL hasn't said, we're going to force you to vaccinate or you can't play, although, you know, there are different standards for the people who work there than there are for the stars that are actually on the field. If the NFL, and the NFL is not going to do that. They're not, because they're in for a fight if they do that.
I think, well, first off, yes, I agree. There are double standards. We know that, right? We've already seen one play out. There are double standards with the vaccine. We've already seen one play out where front office administration, if they want to be able to interact on a face-to-face basis with the players, they want to be allowed in the football facilities. I'm talking about in the gyms, in the meeting rooms and all that. They must receive the vaccination. It's not to say you'll be fired. It's not to say you can't do your job. But they are saying that you have to have them in order to interact with the players. And if you are a talent scout or a general manager or a player personnel manager or an equipment staff manager or a trainer, yeah, you can't do your job if you're not able to interact with the players. And they are saying, for player safety and for the safety of staff, and basically, let's be honest, for the ability to put on a regular football season, you can take the vaccine or we can find you a new role within the organization. There is a bit of a double standard. You can make the argument that's not fair.
Yeah, yeah, you can take the vaccine to do your job, but you may be, if you do, working with someone who is not required to take it, and that would be the player.
Sure. And that, again, they are going to give, because the here's the thing. Every talent scout in the NFL could be replaced today with an entirely new group of talent scouts. And it wouldn't change the game. You and I wouldn't watch less football because the scouts were different. Every GM in the league could be cut loose tomorrow, and we would still turn up on Sunday. But if you took the 32 starting quarterbacks out of the league and replaced them with all the backups, the vulnerability of the league would increase. We would probably watch less football because the football wouldn't be as good. And the same thing is going to be true with the way that GMs decide to handle if they truly would cut a player who refuses the vaccine. If it is Tom Brady and, you know, Matt Ross, it would impact the league and the bottom line. There is a double standard here. I'm not saying there's not. What I'm saying is, and I understand you're perceiving this as a threat of get the vaccine or else. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. But if I'm a GM and you've had players, we've had plenty of players, we've talked about it. And Brandon Bean, the GM of the Bills, just said, last year's protocols made it tougher to be a successful football program. It makes it tough. Virtual meetings, and Zo, I've been on a handful of our virtual meetings. You and I have both been on virtual meetings where we are working with our front office folks here at Odyssey, trying to put on, let's talk about the charity event we did for the Prisma Children's Hospital Upstate. Yeah. We were trying to organize a radiothon, and we had 32, 35 people on a Zoom call together, and, you know, somebody would say, do we have any questions? And you'd hear, because 13 people were all talking at the same time. It doesn't have the organic flow that it has when people are in the same room interacting. If I'm a GM of a football program and I understand that the efficiency of work is done and is better when all my guys are together in the same place, and there's six guys who prevent us from doing that, right? Six guys on the team not getting vaccinated kicks in a trigger. If the NFL goes this way, which the thought I'm seeing is that it will, if there's six guys in the locker room refusing the vaccine and it prevents us from all being able to get together to be as efficient as possible as a football program, and I can cut one of these dudes and bring in somebody who has the vaccine, and I can get my guys working out together and practicing together and hanging out together and in team meetings back in the facility and all that. Yeah, it sucks to be you left guard who refused the vaccine, but that's your choice. And now I have a choice to make too. I don't have a big issue with it. Is it a threat? Sure. Maybe it's a threat. But it's also him going, and if you make the choice, which you are willing to do, I am going to make the choice that is best for my football team. Just like if I have a left guard that refused to, in his off-season time, let's say he was a big adrenaline junkie who went, I don't know, rock climbing without support. And I said to him, hey, man, while you're playing for my team, you have to stop rock climbing without safety gear. You can't go climb El Capitan without safety gear. And he goes, you can't tell me what to do away from the field. It's my choice. I'm still going to go rock climb without safety equipment. It's my choice then to go, okay, cool, you're not part of this team anymore. And nobody would blink twice at that. You wouldn't go, oh, it's a threat to that guy. You'd go, hey, man, he gets a choice. The boss says you don't go rock climbing without safety gear or you're not part of this team because we can't take on that liability that you might fall off and get hurt and screw us up in the playoffs. This is just a different variation of that argument, I think. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. Text line 71307. The Ingles Market text line is open for you. Start your text with ESPN. Here's a couple that have come in. At ESPN, you can still get COVID with the vaccination. Yeah, Lonzo sent me a tweet just a minute ago, as a matter of fact, that one of the players for the Warriors, apparently, Damian Lee, has tested positive for the coronavirus despite being vaccinated. Anthony Slater sent out a tweet that said Warriors forward Damon Lee reveals that he became one of the, and of course an ad opens up over it as I'm trying to read the tweet here. Warriors forward Damian Lee reveals that he has become one of the rare people who is fully vaccinated and still tested positive for COVID-19. He explains all the symptoms he went through and is still experiencing, like brain fog, end quote. And yes, look, it is a 95 to 96% efficacy rate for this vaccine. 95 to 96% of people who take it will not get COVID-19. But we are talking hundreds of millions of people who will get the vaccine. If you have a 95 to 96% efficacy rate, that means that if you vaccinate 100 million people, you are still going to get 6,000 who still get COVID again, who can still get COVID despite having the vaccine. If we can come up with a vaccine with 100% efficacy rate, that would be incredible, but we can't, or at least we haven't yet. So if you tell me that I've got a 96% chance of not getting the coronavirus if I get the vaccine, I'll take the odds. I'll play the odds there. And if I still get it, hey, I'm going to go buy a Powerball ticket because it's pretty unlucky that I get that too. Why not run the gamut, right? So if you're an NFL player, hell, if you're LeBron James, we talked about LeBron. I'm disappointed in LeBron personally for not being willing to get it, all right? It's not hypocrisy. I got it the day I became first available. If LeBron doesn't want to get it, that's fine. It's his choice. I am fine with him deciding not to get it. But there's a 6% chance, a 4% chance, whatever the number is, that he contracts COVID-19. If he gets the vaccine, there's a far better chance if he doesn't. And if the Lakers miss the play-in and lose in the play-in because LeBron's not available, then that's the ramifications of his decision. Lonzo, you're shaking your head violently no at me.
I wouldn't say it was violently. If I shake my head violently, things will break.
Okay. You were shaking your head vigorously? Is that a better word?
The effort that it takes to shake my huge noggin vigorous would be an apt description.
Okay, let me rephrase that. You're shaking your head no at me. Would you like to contribute your thoughts on why?
No, I would not.
All right. Good enough. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776 is the number to be a part of the show. Text us at 71307-71307. Let's take a break. We are back after this on the Rob Brown Show. Rob Lonzo and you right here on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Listen, there's kind of this unspoken rule amongst on-air personality that if one of your co-hosts or friends in the biz says something to you behind the scenes, that it does not qualify as on-air content unless you ask them, may I share this on air? All right, that at least for me, that's an unwritten rule.
Go for
it. If somebody says, oh, I was going to violate my own rule vigorously here, though. I have a rule that if one of my co-hosts or my producer says something to me behind the scenes, if I want to say it on air, I ask, hey, man, is it cool if I share that on air? Because very frequently, like we say things to each other that maybe we don't want for on-air consumption, but we're friends or coworkers or whatever.
I learned, especially on the last show I was on, that if I don't want something to go on the air, I say don't put that on the air, and sometimes the people don't listen.
Yeah.
But for the most part, professionals actually, if you tell them, hey, don't do that, they won't do that.
So that's always been my rule, right? If Zoe says something to me off the air, if we're texting back and forth about a UFC fight on a Saturday night and he says something I love, I'll go, hey, can I say that on the air? Do you want to say that on the air? Whatever. Zoe said something to me in our last break, and this is why you have to join the live stream at facebook.com/ESPN Upstate, twitter.com/TheRobBrownShow, or on YouTube by searching The Rob Brown Show. We ended that last segment with a topic that can be seen as somewhat contentious. And as I was making my opinion known, Zoe began shaking his head, relatively speaking, vigorously. Relatively for how he normally shakes his head at me very frequently. So I said, do you want to offer your opinion? And Zoe said, no, I do not. And I'll be honest, I thought to myself, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. The moment that I have finally genuinely offended Lonzo on the air with something I've said, creating an awkward situation, because I don't like conflict, and I certainly don't like conflict with my on-air partner, and I certainly don't like conflict with my on-air partner when I consider that person a friend away from the air as well. And I thought, uh-oh, now I have to apologize to Lonzo because I crossed the line. And we go to a break, and Lonzo very quickly just gets up from the chair and leaves. And I'm like, oh, he's ticked. He is furious with me right now. Not ideal. And then he comes back, and Lonzo says to me, the only reason that I didn't share my opinion to end the segment was because I really had to go to the bathroom, and I wanted you to go to break faster. And I respect that, Lonzo. I respect that. He didn't want to make the announcement to the entire radio universe that he had to use the restroom. So he just said, I don't want to talk anymore, and ended it.
It worked.
It absolutely worked. It absolutely worked. 844 GSP ESPN 844-477-3776 is the texter, 71307. A couple of texts that have come in at ESPN. I have to agree with Lonzo. No way would they cut a star player for not taking the vaccination. That's from Big D. To be clear, I agree with that sentiment. I agree with you. If Julio Jones doesn't want the vaccine, he ain't going to get cut. Let's be honest. Man, we've had a running theme for the show this week, Lonzo, and it is sometimes life's not fair. Sometimes it's not fair. There are rules for you and not for people who are superstars. I promise you, and I won't call them out by name, but Lonzo, back me up or just leave me to flounder out in the wind. There are a couple of people in on-air positions around the building that are the superstars of our entire cluster. There are people in the building who have posters of their faces and their show literally lining the walls of the hallways in our building. I promise you, Lonzo, that those folks on a few different stations, those folks could get away with infinitely more on and off the air than I could. Things that I would do and say that would get me disciplined vigorously, that would get that they wouldn't be in the first bit of trouble for, because they are the superstars of the station. Lonzo, am I crossing any lines by saying that?
The funniest thing you said was could.
Could.
Yeah, they're not getting in trouble.
Right.
There's no could to that. And you know what? For the most part, they have fought and earned that position, and that's what happens with success. That's part of it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Back years ago, I worked in television. There was a, and I'm not going to put out names or where it was, because I really like the guy involved, but we had a front desk anchor, a main anchor, who got himself into a world of trouble. Did like a lot of illegal stuff one night while under the influence of alcohol. Like some crazy stuff. And you know what happened to that guy? He got suspended from air for a few months. He got to go through therapy and rehab. And now he's back on the air as a front desk anchor. And he's a great guy who had a mental breakdown and made a lot of mistakes. And he got a second chance, and he's taken full advantage, and he's given back to the community. And he's a great guy who made a big mistake because his brain went haywire. But, Lonzo, when I was just a entry-level local news reporter on my television station, if I got hammered one night and ran around driving and destroying property, do you think that my news station would have come to me and gone, we understand, Rob, and this was a mistake, and we're going to suspend you with pay for 2 months and let you go to rehab and get yourself all better and then put you back on the air? Do you think that would have happened to me?
I'm guessing probably not.
Not a chance. But you know what the difference was between him and me? His face was on billboards all across the area. He was a name in the market. He had been on the air for better than a decade at that point. He was trusted by the community until they broke that trust, and he had to earn it back. But he got away with it. Not got away with it. He paid his crime. He paid his time. He paid his dues, right? But the point is, yeah, of course they're not gonna punish a star. But they will cut the entry-level TV reporter, right? The guys down the hall at the radio station, they can say and do stuff on air that I wouldn't dream of saying and doing on air.
Oh, same here. By the way, the Geese are fans of you.
Can you hear them still?
Yeah, we just heard them go by.
Yeah. Those guys down the hall can get away with and do stuff on the air that Lonzo and I wouldn't dream of doing, but there's a reason why. Their faces are on billboards around the upstate. They are showing up to places and selling joints out. They've got entire production programs dedicated just to them because they've earned that success based on their talent and their time spent in the game.
And possibly pictures, compromising pictures. Of, yeah,
maybe that.
Maybe.
Could maybe be. That. Maybe that. They have a picture of Mark Hendricks in a Cincinnati Reds jersey they threatened to release, I heard. Just a rumor.
Dude, he will just have me cut you off. Don't do that.
No, the point is, that's how the game works, man. That's how the game gets played. Of course, the Sam Darnold's not getting cut if he doesn't get it. But the left guard will. The left guard will, right? At ESPN, for once, Queen James is smart. He's a physical specimen. Why take an unapproved jab that will have his body forever changing, making C-19? I don't know what the last half of your text meant, but look, it's your choice. I mean, the vaccine is approved. That's why you can get it, right? That's why you can get it. It was approved.
Yeah, a lot of things are approved in 5 years from now. Did you take this? You might be eligible to be a part of this lawsuit.
Sure. Of course that's a solid maybe. But
I just received a text from, and so did you.
He said, our big boss just said to cut me off as advertised because I had the audacity to say there were compromising pictures of him taken in a compromising position wearing a Reds jersey.
And this is the moment where maybe a less experienced or someone who would think it was funny would have just cut you off and would have had the excuse to say, hey, the boss told me to do it.
You'll notice that, however, as the big Royals fan that he is, he made the qualification of unless it's Moose, unless it's Mike Moose, then he would be okay with it. Some Royals fan you are, big guy. Let's take a break. Oh, let me finish up my thought there. Look, if you don't trust the science, have at, all right? But there are dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of players who are also physical specimens who have gotten the jab, and they're fine. 96% efficacy rate. The last big scare was the blood clotting, where they had 7 cases out of 97 million distributed vaccination doses. It is your choice. But there are consequences to every choice that we make in life. Every choice we make in life. There are consequences, too, that you must face. And if LeBron decides he doesn't want to risk the vaccine, that's fine. It's his call. It's his call. But if a consequence is he has to miss NBA playoff time and the Lakers don't get to repeat because he's not there as their MVP, that's a consequence, and I won't feel bad for him despite having been a LeBron James fan for many years.
You know, if they were playing well and everything, maybe that argument would really hit home. But let's face it, they're probably not making it out of the first round the way they're going now anyway.
Yeah, but part of the reason they're going now is why? Because LeBron and Anthony Davis have missed 6 weeks apiece. They were in second, third in the West until Bron's ankle gave out. And until Bron's ankle gave out, till AD's Achilles gave out. Now AD is back out because he got back spasms last night, and he's got to sit. There ain't but 5 games left. One of them's tonight. If those two are able to come back, they're back for 4 games. And if they don't go 4-0, they're in the play-in tournament. And if, again, I'm not saying it will happen. LeBron might be perfectly fine and not contract COVID and play all the way through. And he may never get it. LeBron's got the ability and enough money to completely isolate himself until herd immunity is reached, and he's not part of it. That's his choice.
Yeah, he could stay at one of his homes and never see another human being.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, by the way, take full advantage of the rest of his teammates being willing to get vaccinated because now he can go to practices and understand he's not going to contract it because everybody in the building's got vaccinated but him. His choice. But he gets to live with the consequences, and part of those consequences are a large group of his fans think LeBron is acting selfishly and might cost the Lakers something and may not be fans of his and may not buy his gear anymore. That's a consequence of his decision not to get vaccinated. All right, let's take a break. Back after this, The Rob Brown Show. I'm Rob. He's Lonzo. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, the Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. If you want to get your thoughts in on Brandon Bean's announcement that he would cut a player from an NFL team, from his NFL team, the Buffalo Bills, if he refused the vaccine, you are certainly welcome to do it. So what is going on in the NL East right now? The NL East was supposed to be the division in baseball, right? It was supposed to be the cream of the crop. Philadelphia overhauled their bullpen after their relievers posted a 7.06 ERA in 2020, the second worst mark in MLB history, but the reliever, they're still not there. The Nationals were able to add a couple of big names, and Steven Strasburg is still there. Max Scherzer on that squad. What's going on with them? They get swept. Good news for the Bravos is that they are on a hot streak right now after sweeping the Nationals. The Braves, though, still sub 500. I mean, Freddie Freeman just not showing up. What's wrong with them? And what about the Marlins? The Marlins were in the postseason last year, right? They were in the postseason. They were supposed to be a punching bag last year. They made it in. What is going on? So I decided to take a team-by-team look at the four teams in the NL East to figure out exactly what in the world is going on. And I'll start with Philly right now. Philly comes into Atlanta for a three-gamer this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against their NL rivals. I mentioned a second ago, last year, the relievers, the second worst mark in MLB history, a 7.06 ERA, and they were supposed to have fixed it, right? They overhauled the bullpen. They were supposed to have some guys. Also, their lineup looked really good as well. Andrew McCutchen, Alec Bohm were supposed to really be the inside guys that gave them a ton of RBI production. But it's just not been there. Now, the Phillies are in first place in the division, or were in the first place in the division entering this week. The Braves have made up some ground there. And the NL East right now is, look, it's still wide open, though, right? Like, it's still wide open. It's nobody's game. But the Mets are at right now, the Mets are at the top of the NL East. They are just a couple of games over 500, but they just got there, right? They've won a couple to bump themselves up to 17-15, and they are 4-9 on the road. They're not a good road team. So what is going on? Well, the bullpen that had a 7.06 ERA last year that got a lot of additions was overhauled. A 4.9 ERA right now, that is 25th best in baseball. And the guys that were supposed to really bolster the lineup, Andrew McCutchen is batting 191 on the year. The Mendoza level would be a vast upgrade for McCutchen. Alec Bohm, only a 588 OPS right now. Neither of their lineup guys, their big names in the middle of their lineup, are having great seasons so far. Now, can it be fixed? I don't know. They showed last year how a bad bullpen can take a good team and tank them This year, they have a bad bullpen, and the heart of their lineup just hasn't shown up. Now, again, they've looked better this week. Is this the turnaround point for Philly? Maybe. But even if McCutchen, Bohm, and the rest of that Phillies lineup, Didi Gregorius and company, start slugging the ball, we have seen that in postseason baseball, a bad bullpen can be your undoing. It happened to the Braves last year. It happened to the Marlins, and it happened to the Phillies. So they are going to have to figure out how to get that bullpen playing better. And to the answer, I don't know how you do that. I mean, I would suspect the Phillies will be a team that will be looking to add some bullpen help sometime in the very near future. Certainly, before we get to the All-Star break, though maybe it'll be a little bit closer. They're not necessarily in a panic right now. And they shouldn't be in a panic. They're still on top of the division by a couple of games in the NL East right now at 17-15. The next team up is the Mets. The Mets at 13-13. Another 500 ball club. Another 500 ball club. Now, granted, I don't think we can. I mean, we came into the year with some expectations for the Mets, but that offense has been anemic. In fact, earlier this week, the Mets fired hitting coach Chili Davis. In fact, on Monday, they fired the guy. Entering Wednesday, the Mets were last in the league in runs scored with 76, last in the league in home runs with just 18. They were batting just 208 with runners in scoring position, which is worst in the National League. Francisco Lindor has struggled in his first month plus with the team, batting 163 with a 494 OPS, just one home run, and three RBIs. Now, the good news for the Mets is that if there's a team I think can fix their issues and make up a lot of ground before the All-Star game, it's probably the Mets. Why? Because their pitching has been phenomenal. A 3.05 ERA for the starters. The rotation will get back Carlos Carrasco sometime in the next couple of weeks. Noah Syndergaard, Thor will make his return probably early June. So they got to weather another 3 weeks, four, maybe 5 weeks tops before they get Noah Syndergaard back. The question is, when will the lineup start hitting? Now, I will take a cold lineup and great pitching before I take, I will take a cold lineup and great pitching before I take the hottest lineup and subpar pitching. We know that, right? At the end of the day, the MLB, even in today's era of home runs or strikeouts and nothing else, pitching predicates success or failure of a team. It just does, and I don't think anybody's going to make the argument. It is great when you can build a slugger offense. It is great when you can build an offense that good. But at the end of the day, if the pitching sucks, so does your team. The Mets are still getting good pitching, and they're missing two of their front-end guys in Carrasco and Syndergaard. Jacob DeGrom right now is probably the best pitcher in baseball. But DeGrom's going out there, and he's throwing games where he's getting one run, maybe two, in support. And that's not good enough. When we come back here in just a minute, there's two of your teams, right? There's the Phillies and the Mets, the top two teams in the division. Let's talk about the Braves when we come back. Where do the Braves sit, and can they make a run? I mean, they're only a game and a half back right now. That's the good news. They swept the Nats. That's good news. But they're still sub-500, and that's for a team that was supposed to be a National League contender this year. Can the Braves right the ship against the Phillies this weekend? I'll give you their keys to success when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. Hey, give Stuntman a microphone. What's he doing in there? I got 3 minutes to kill. Get a microphone, Stuntman. You got nothing better to do than to talk to me, right? I'm taking this whole segment hostage until Stuntman's on a mic. I'll do it.
There you go. What are you doing?
What's happening, big dog?
How are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, Stuntman, the world, yes, that one, the Stuntman, joining us on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. It is a monumental moment in Rob Brown Show history. How you been, big fella?
Good, man. How you been?
Living the dream, buddy.
Well, I came in here to tell Lonzo something, and I just got a phone call from Diesel, and he said he might be a little bit late. He doesn't know yet. He's still got an hour before he gets here. But he seems like he's got some police action outside of his front door, and he can't get out of his house. And I think he's only starting a meth lab or something this
afternoon. I was going to say, he's got police action. Was it Diesel caused?
Well, see, that's what I thought, too. I thought it was his deal. You caused it, and, you know, so... But that's the reason I'm in here. How are you, man? You good?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. I'm glad you're here. I wanted to ask you. We got like a minute till we go to break. The NASCAR boys, they've changed up the Darlington package this weekend.
Yep.
200 more horsepower, less downforce on the car. These back wheels are going to be getting out. I made the argument earlier that Lonzo, who does not watch NASCAR, needs to watch this weekend because it is going to feel like an old school NASCAR race. Help me convince Lonzo that if he doesn't watch Darlington on Sunday, he is missing out.
Well, I tell you, if you've never seen Darlington, Lonzo, you're running right up against the wall, and that's where you get the Darlington stripe. We've been down there a couple of times to see it. When you leave that racetrack, you're covered in rubber in the fun way as well. And it's just kind of, well, it's probably the oldest track on the circuit, and it's back to old school stuff, and that's the real cool thing. But no, Lonzo, you need to see this thing because, well, you know, is Denny Hamlin going to do it this week, or is Ryan Newman going to win it?
Or is the wall going to win?
Well, the wall wins every single time, but it's just who's going to outbest the wall and who's got the stronger car. So good times on the way, and Lonzo's giving me the finger like, you guys got to go.
Stuntman, it's great to talk with you, big guy.
Good chat with you too, pal. Talk to you soon, and happy Mother's Day, because we all are mothers in some form.
I have been called a mother many times on and off the air.
We all have the same last name.
True story. My man Stuntman joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. When we come back next hour, I will talk Lonzo into watching NASCAR if it's the last thing I do this week. My name is Rob Brown. He is the great one, Lonzo. We got 1 hour left. It's going to be a good one. Stick around, boys and girls. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.